Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, August 19th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Hell's Kitchen is partnering with the United States Tennis Association and ESPN for the upcoming 2024 U.S. Open Tournament. Songs from the Jukebox musical, scored by Alicia Keys, will be integrated throughout daily broadcasts and for the in-person experience at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing, Queens. A custom remix of Kaleidoscope, one of a few original songs Keys wrote for the musical, will be prominently featured in this year's U.S. Open Manifesto video, which will premiere on opening night of the main draw, which is set for August 26th. The video will be narrated by Keisha Lewis, who won this year's Tony for Best Featured Actress in a Musical. That same night, Shoshana Bean, who was nominated alongside Lewis in the same category, will honor America with the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. The new marketing campaign kicks off this week, the U.S. Open's Fan Week, in which the Tennis Center is free and open to the public. The 2024 U.S. Open Tournament runs through September 8th. It will be broadcast in over 200 countries around the world. Tickets are now on sale at usopen.org. And catch Hell's Kitchen currently on Broadway at the Schubert Theater. In casting news, three current Hadestown cast members have extended their stay in the underground. Jordan Fisher, Maya Rafiko, and Philip Boykin, who play Orpheus, Eurydice, and Hades, respectively, will now continue with the smash hit through January 12th. The current principal cast is rounded out by Stephanie Mills as Hermes and Yola as Persephone. Future casting updates will be announced later. Hadestown is now celebrating 5 years at the Walter Kerr Theater. In national tour news, it was announced this afternoon that Danielle Wade is joining the cast of Shucked as Maisie. Wade previously led the national touring company of Mean Girls as Katie Heron, a role that she had previously understudied on Broadway. She joins the previously announced Mickey Abraham as Lulu. The full cast will be gradually revealed throughout these next few weeks. Shucked launches its first national tour in Providence, Rhode Island on October 20th and will visit over 30 cities in its first year. For a full itinerary and tickets, visit shuckedmusical.com. The Museum of Broadway is celebrating Kids Night on Broadway tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., All day, there will be karaoke, games, activities, and other interactive experiences. At 12 p.m., there will be a meet-and-greet with Alexandra Socha, who currently plays Glinda in the smash hit Wicked. And at 4 p.m., the renowned animal trainer Bill Berlone will share his career journey and training experience in Broadway Tales. He might even bring a few furry friends along for the ride. RSVP for the events right now at themuseumofbroadway.com. The Museum of Broadway is located on West 45th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. And finally today, The Notebook is hosting an onstage post-show concert from its composer, Ingrid Michaelson, whose new album, For the Dreamers, is set to release this Friday. The mini-concert will follow the 7 o'clock performance of The Notebook on Tuesday, August 27th. The event will be open to all ticket holders for that performance. Michaelson is expected to perform 4 songs off the new album. The Notebook continues its run at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.